On this edition of the Camper News Network podcast, we will recap this past weekend's racing at the Homestead Miami Speedway. Also on this edition of the Camper News Network podcast, we will discuss the upcoming SpaceX Crew Dragon Crew 2 mission to the International Space Station. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Camper News Network podcast. Of course, I am your host, Matt Camper, creator, producer, and director of both the Camper News Network podcast, and along with, of course, Camper News Network on YouTube. And, you know, obviously, this past week, we've had a lot of stuff going on. You know, NASCAR. We've had issues the last few days on the main line of the Long Island Railroad, and it still continues with this late running signal cutover of NASA 1 interlocking, which I'll announce some plans on coverage of that at the end of this podcast today. And just a lot, you know, we had crew 2 press conferences yesterday. So, of course, as I do every week, though, we're going to start with NASCAR. And this past weekend was, again, we had no truck race. Gander Truck Series Racing, but the Xfinity Series and the Cup Series were running at Homestead Miami Speedway this past weekend, and of course, this upcoming weekend, they will be in Viva Las Vegas, so we'll recap that, of course, next week. But in regards to the Xfinity Series Racing, it was, again, I'm not going to really talk about the Xfinity Series, but the Cup Series, I always try to recap a little bit. Again, not as much of a talk as last week when we, of course, talked about the road course racing. I just thought this past weekend with the Cup Series was just your average Homestead race. You know, remember before this, even as far back as 2019, was, of course, the championship race, which was more exciting, but honestly, again, it wasn't really much of an action-packed race, but it was very interesting at the end. I will say that. And one of the reasons I'll say is that we had Tyler Reddick had his career best finish in second place. RCR had a very good day, up front all day. Really great day for Tyler Reddick, and I see great things for him to come. And he learned a lot from the Xfinity Series, where a race on Saturday, I think it was him, I don't remember, but somebody got disqualified from second place, actually, which was unfortunate because they failed post-race inspection. But that's not really what I want to talk about. But Tyrek had a really good day on Sunday at the for the Cup race. And the winner, believe it or not, we had, surprisingly, another unexpected winner, and that was William Byron in the 24 car, of course, originally driven by Jeff Gordon. And it was, wow, second career win for William Byron. It's a well-deserved win, and, you know, I see more great things to come from William Byron, but I think this season's ending up to be one of the best seasons ever, in my opinion. You know, winners that we weren't expecting to see. You know, I was expecting potentially we would see, you know, like Denny Hamlin, Kevin Harvick, maybe Brad Keselowski, defending series champion Chase Elliott, my favorite driver, by the way, maybe being the consistency winners and have top fives. And, you know, some of the drivers have not really had consistency. Kevin Harvick has actually had some consistency, but it has not won, surprising enough. There have been different winners. And I think we're going to see the most amount of winners we've seen in a long time in the Cup Series, essentially. It may come down to wins, just who makes the playoffs in September. Who knows? Who absolutely knows on that? But, you know, it was just an average, you know, Cup race. But at the end, was really interesting to see Boyle and Byron actually win that race, which was really exciting in my opinion. But you can hear more of me with Cup Talk, of course, on the Lap Trap podcast. It'll be hosted, of course, by Brandon Crowd tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. It'll be posted around. Now, of course, I call in for my Lucky Dog and Lapdown picks. And it's going to be, of course, it's always an interesting show. Tune in. Loud Traffic Podcast coming up later today, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Wherever you get your podcast, it will be posted, of course. You'll hear me on the Lucky Dog, Lucky Dog and Lapdown picks. So I'm not going to say any more than that because, again, there, you know, you'll hear me talk a little more about the racing later today on the Lap Traffic Podcast with Brandon Crowd, of course, calling in for my weekly appearance on the Wave Around Hotline. So I'm looking forward to that later today. Get more into the fantasy since we have a little time to talk on the NASCAR than I was expecting. Loud Traffic Fantasy. You all know, last year, if you haven't heard, I finished third place in the Loud Traffic Fantasy League last year. Incredible. First year in it, and I finished third place. That was great. I absolutely wasn't expecting that. This year has been okay, I would say. Daytona was not good at all for the 500. The road course was a pretty good weekend. I would say that a pretty good weekend that actually bumped me up to 23rd place. Not good enough, but, you know, in there. And then this last weekend was an okay weekend. Okay weekend, I would say. I had Harrison Byrne, not a good day at all on Saturday Xfinity race. And then I had, who was it that I had? Oh, Denny Hamlin, who... And not a great day either, but it ended up getting me like 45 points or something like that. Did bump me down in the rate rankings this week. I'm actually tied in 27th place with at NASCAR underscore WXMAN. That's Brian Newdorf. But I think he's going to be on the show this week. And he actually had William Byron as the winner this past weekend. So Brian actually had the top... the highest finishing position, so the most points, he got a bonus point. That's a new rule this year. You get the highest points of the week, you get the bonus point. And if you pick the cup winner, you get a bonus point. So Brian Newdorf actually has two bonus points, but he is tied in 27th with me. So that is very interesting. But, yeah, welcome to, congratulations, Brian, on that one. You know, having the most points this week. It's going to be interesting having Brian Newdorf actually potentially calling in for the weather and also making his picks. Wonder if Brandon's going to change that up this week. Normally their fantasy's at the end. Could they have a weather / fantasy segment this week and have the Lucky Dog let them picks at the end? Who knows? We'll find out tonight. See what Brandon decides to do. But anyway, we'll move on from Loud Traffic Fantasy. I'll update you each week on how things are going with that throughout the season. Now, let's talk a little bit about Demo 2. Crew 2, SpaceX Crew Dragon. They had their press conference yesterday. They had an overview press conference. They had the crew seek. It's very interesting that we're going to see... the wife of who was on Demo 2, Bob Behnken, Meghan MacArthur is going to be on Crew 2. Very interesting. Same spacecraft as Bob Behnken was on. It's going to be really interesting to see. So basically, they're swapping places in a sense, which is going to be really interesting to see how that goes. But it's really historic in that sense, Meghan MacArthur. And also we learned on that front that, again, they are potentially going to, they are talking about, and again, it's no earlier than Tuesday, April 20th, no earlier than it's going to launch, Crew 2. NASA did reveal during their press conference yesterday, they may slip that maybe a day or two further. Basically, they say further to a day or two to the right, which means a day or two later in NASA terms. Not a day or two to the left, day or two to the right. So that means later. So it may be Wednesday the 21st or Wednesday the 22nd. They're discussing that. And I'm going to say this. There was also a discussion yesterday at the press conference about Boeing Starliner. And they revealed that Boeing Starliner is not going to go probably until May. So sometime in May or late April, early May. So that's going to be very interesting how that's going to work. I would suspect if, you know, Crew 2 does go before Boeing Starliner is on crew, you know, they have a test they're going to do without astronauts aboard it again. Second time they're doing this. I would not be surprised if they do it, that Crew 2 goes first. I would think they're going to allow, again, you don't have orbital outposts at the International Space Station available. You don't have docking adapters, basically, available to on the American side. That's a problem. So that, and it's a good thing when it's busy at the space station, but that means you have to figure out who's going to go when. So Boeing Starliner, in that case, would probably not go until May once Crew 1 leaves, which is going to be late April, early May. Time frame they're predicting right now that Crew 1's going to leave and splash down. Of course, we will bring you live coverage of all this stuff for Tampa News Network. We'll bring you coverage of Crew 2's launch and docking. We'll bring you coverage of Crew 1 returning home. We'll bring you coverage of Boeing Starliner as well. So we got a lot of stuff to cover for Tampa News Network coming up in the next few months. I'm really looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. But it's always, you know, NASA has to figure out when does what go? When does what get to the space station? All that stuff. They have to basically plan this stuff. And you don't have enough docking adapters. That means you have, that's a good thing. It's busy, but that means you have to figure out when can you fit Boeing Starliner into the schedule. And they're projecting potentially early, late April, early May time frame. That would be whenever Crew One leaves. Because that's when you're going to have the... But they might have to do even a relocation. That's how things are going to go. Because then you're going to have a Soyuz, Akiat, I think, type of thing issue in May. They revealed as well, so there's a lot of things that have to be figured out. But we do know that no earlier than April 20th is when Crew 2 is going to launch. We know that. No earlier than April 20th. It may be a couple of days, a day or two later. It all depends. They basically said orbital mechanics reason, which is understandable. You want to be able to get there safely. So, understandable. You don't want to have the crew in the, you don't want to have a situation where, you know, Crew Dragon gets there in like 2 days. NASA doesn't do that. They had a 26-hour situation last time with Crew 1, but that was, you know, but I don't know if they're going to do that this time. So, we don't know an exact time. NASA did not reveal a time as to the launch. So there were some hints I heard from NASA Space Flight over the weekend as to when it could be a time, but I'm not going to say it because we don't know right now. That will come as we get more information. Of course, when we get more news on Crew 2, when they're exactly going to launch, the time, and of course, most importantly, when we get coverage details, I'll do a video to let you guys know the coverage plan for Tampa News Network on Crew 2's coverage. Also, when we get more details as to Boeing Starliner coverage, I'll let you guys know when it's going to launch and all of that. When Crew 1 leaves to head home, I'll let you guys know coverage plans for that. But we can't announce that until we know for sure exactly when it's going to happen. So just stay with me on Twitter at CamperNewsNet. I'm not going to get into why I changed it to CamperNewsNet on Twitter. That is for privacy concerns. I don't want to say out loud, but you can follow me there for updates as needed on Twitter at CamperNewsNet. That's it actually works better at Camp and News Net because you can't do at Camp and News Network because you have a character limit. So you can't. I can't use Camp and News Network at Camp and News Network. That would be great, but I can't. So that's a character limit issue there. I don't know why Twitter has that, but whatever. But anyway, to wrap up, I want to announce to you guys a programming note. And this is going to be for later today, as a matter of fact. Later today. Probably be tonight. Or maybe even, probably later tonight based on how long it may take to get exported and uploaded. Stay tuned on Camper News Network, seeking out the mainline issues on the railroad. For extensive coverage of the mainline issues, again, this will not be live streamed. Because, again, I can't live stream from my phone on, via YouTube. So, it'll be pre-recorded. And honestly, it's better to pre-record anyway. So, pre-recorded will be coverage of the mainline issues from Hicksville. From the Hicksville LAWR station. So, as soon as I'm done recording this, I'm going to get some lunch. And then I'm going to head over to the train station and cover some of the trains as they come through. And let you guys know what's going on with the main line and, you know, all that stuff. Show you the overcrowding and that stuff. So, anyway, just want to let you guys know about that. That'll be up later today. Probably sometime tonight. I promise. Sometime tonight it will be up. So, please stay tuned for that. I know this is a short podcast, but I want to keep this short and to the point today because, especially with the main line, I want to get lunch and then get over to Hicksville as quick as I can because there are some trains I need to cover that I'm sure are going to be overcrowded. So, I want to make sure I can see that as it comes through. So, next week, of course, as always, we'll recap this past week. Next weekend, it's racing at Las Vegas. The Trucks, Xfinity, and Cup Series all in action next weekend. So we'll recap some of that next week. And we'll see what else we got to recap next week as well. I don't know right now. There might be something else we'll talk about. I have no clue right now what we're going to talk about next week yet. It may just be announcements for the channel and that's it. I don't know, honestly, because we don't have any. We do know we have New Jersey Transit Board meeting next week on Wednesday. So that may be a topic if there's something important with the board agenda next week for NJT. If anything comes up, we'll talk about it. But if not, we'll just leave it to that. But maybe just announcements for the channel for next week and that's it. But anyway, with that, that'll wrap up this week's edition of the Camper News Network podcast. Stay tuned for more editions here, wherever you're listening, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast. I hope you all enjoyed this week's episode, and we'll talk to you all next week. And thank you all for listening.